Is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The news headlines brought to you by
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net. Or call us on +260 211 221 662 or 0966 342 359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
14 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling the stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Joshua Zimba, reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. MP calls for repeal of Livestock Act after 70 animals slaughtered in Kalomo. Government urged to quickly roll out commitment forms in all schools. And foreign news, DR Congo government rejects Kenya's naming of consul to occupied Goma. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. Social economist Kelvin Chisanga says the S3 expansion at the Kansanshi copper mine marks one of the most significant mining investments in Zambia in over a decade. Speaking in a statement, Mr. Chisanga says the expansion has come at the right time when global demand for copper is rising due to the shift towards electric vehicles, renewable energy and digital infrastructure, which he says positions Zambia to capture a bigger share of the green economy. Mr. Chisanga says the expansion, which will nearly double Kansanshi's production capacity, is expected to boost export earnings and strengthen the kwacha through higher foreign exchange inflows and increased government revenues from mining royalties and taxes, creating fiscal space for investment in health, education and infrastructure. He says it is also expected to generate broad economic spillovers across construction, transport, logistics, energy and services. Mandevo Constituency Independent Aspiring Member of Parliament has called on the government to develop deliberate plans to address unemployment among the youth in the constituency. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Solomon Mumba says youths in Mandevu constituency face a number of challenges, which include unemployment intensified by the lack of academic qualifications. Mr. Mumba says there is need for government to come up with measures and solutions that embrace youths with academic qualifications and those that do not have. He says government should not create opportunities based on academic qualifications only, because they are youths who are mentally and physically fit that can contribute to the development of the nation through their energy and strength.
Opportunities based on academic qualifications only, because we have youths who are physically fit and mentally stable that can be able to contribute to the development of the nation through their energies. Therefore, it shouldn't be a matter that deters those that do not have academic qualifications. And as such, I think we need a lot of effort in ensuring that, a conducive atmosphere is provided and a level playing field is also put in place for those that have got academic qualifications and those that do not have.
The Zambia Education Information Center has called on the Ministry of Education to quickly roll out the commitment form to all schools in the country. The Zambia Education Information Center Acting Executive Director David Chikamba has told One Love Radio News, saying the commitment form will help improve adherence to school rules among learners in schools. Mr. Chikamba says the form should be distributed to all schools as quickly as possible owing to the increased low adherence to school rules. He further says the form should be signed by the learners and parents in the earliest possible time.
Pupils and their guardians just to sign. So that commitment form is a welcome one, because it will enhance discipline in schools. There are so many instances of discipline in schools because schools do not enforce those school rules well. But with that commitment to signing that form to improve on school discipline and the implementation of in terms of school discipline. So we just hope that the Ministry of Education will soon roll out that form to all the schools so that pupils start signing it now.
The Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, says following the review of the IBA Act, the authority has proposed to Parliament to start regulating online broadcasting. Speaking to One Love Radio News, IBA Acting Director General Susan Ndumingu says currently IBA does not have the mandate to regulate online broadcasting and it can only regulate radio and television broadcasts. Mrs. Ndumingu says once the proposal is approved by Parliament, the regulating authority will be able to regulate online broadcasting companies and their content.
The IBA regulates radio and TV stations and not those who are broadcasting online. We have no mandate, or rather no power to go that far to regulate online broadcasting. So we have reviewed the IBA Act, and that provision to regulate online broadcasting has also been proposed within that IBA Act. So we hope that once it is passed through Parliament, we can begin to regulate online broadcasting.
Now, still in local news, the Zambia